This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Don't forget to join me Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 2 on KNSS.
Welcome back to the program. Every Saturday here on 1330 KNSS, it's all about food, wine, and fun for your ears. And if you didn't enjoy the first half, I'm so sorry. But go to knssradio.com. It's a little bit of a challenge. Don't go to the Listen Live. Don't go to podcasts. That's different. Over on the far left-hand side on the menu, arrow down to shows and find the good life, and you can listen and download podcasts there. It's a little cumbersome. Right now there's a link at goodlifeguy.com that will take you to the right page that has all the segments of my show, not only from today, but in reverse chronological order going backwards. So congratulations, though, goes to Thomas, it looks like Sandeman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here in Wichita, Kansas. Tom, you're going to love this book. If you've never had locally prepared pho, these beautiful steaming bowls of aromatic goodness, go to some of the restaurants. And I think I'm going to say this wrong, and I'll put it on my website, but I think it's like I should have done research. It's a little hole in the wall that used to be a bar and a pool hall. And, oh, my God. They make it, man. They bring it. Then, of course, Saigon, Little Saigon, they have beautiful bowls of steaming noodle as well. You got to go there. Now, a couple other things while we're getting my next guest on the phone. Diana, if you're listening, we're calling you. Cooking classes at All Things Barbecue. Boy, I checked. I was kind of surprised this late in the day. But, the Master of the Burger still has 21 seats. And Dinner on the Grill on Friday, June 16th, has still 17 seats available as of this past Wednesday. So what it is, go to atbbq.com, click on the classes, and it tells you how many seats are left, and you can sign up. Blue Ribbon Brisket on Saturday, and the late afternoon is sold out. But like I said, Master the Burger, June 17th, Saturday, 10 to 1 p.m., still has some seats. But more importantly, this is so cool. Friday, June 16th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. for only $70. This is not only a learning opportunity where the entire meal is prepared on the grill by the chef, and he does such a good job, not only of showing you how to do it, but then letting you taste. Because when he's done, you get to help with the process and have wine specifically paired as you enjoy the handiwork that chef has put together. And so you learn, you eat good, you get some good drinking, good wine, and it's a lot of fun. Again, atbbq.com is where you want to go, and look at the classes and times. There's so many fun things going on. You just got to do that. And then, while we're trying to get her on, I won't steal thunder. Let's do the wine of the week. If we get Diana Gordon on from the Orpheum, we will come back to her. You know, I'm leading a cruise to Bordeaux. This is going to be fun. And the numbers keep getting bigger. It's in August, so it's right in the middle of harvest. And one of the fun things is through Emma Waterways, the post-cruise three-day trip. Oh, that's a lovely sound. To the Loire Valley is something I'm glad that we're signed up for. If you don't know where the Loire Valley is, picture where Paris is. And go south towards Bordeaux, and it's about halfway down. The Loire Valley is such a cool place for wine production because it has Atlantic coastal influence, and the Gulf Stream is further out, so they get a good bit of cold weather that comes up the Loire River, and then it splits into the two different rivers that feed off of that, the Sèvre and the Maine, and these two different rivers split. And it offers some pretty interesting combinations of soil, this region does, and grape varieties. You know, the Loire is famous for Sancerre, and more importantly, for a lesser-known grape. You'll see it on the label as Muscadet, and that's not the grape, not to be confused with Moscato. That is a region in the Loire Valley. And Sèvre et Maine, et is E-T, and then Maine as in the northeast of our country, is kind of where the junction of these two rivers split off of the Loire River. And interesting soil, minerality is the key, cool climate grapes. Well, the grape in today's wine, and by the way, today's wine is a Muscadet Sèvre et Maine Surlis, meaning aged on the lees, extensively aged on the lees, by the way. And the appellation is Muscadet Sèvre et Maine. And I could be saying it wrong. I'm not French. But this is a product brought in by Louis Dressner Selections, a great history and a longtime producer based out of New York, producer, importer. And this wine smells, oh my goodness. This is one of the things that I really like, whether it's a Sancerre or this grape. And this grape, by the way, I keep passing over that, is it's called Melon de Bourgognon, okay? And in the United States, there's a little bit, and it's just called Melon, M-E-L-O-N. This grape makes a pretty uninteresting wine if it's overproduced. It's a fast-growing grape. It's a cool climate grape, but where it really gets its quality is from the soil. We'll give it some minerality and some structure, but then it's what the winemaker does when he gets the grape into the winery. And, man, it's just, it smells so good. I haven't even tasted it yet, and I'm really pumped. It's got a beautiful, almost a gray tint to the light golden straw color. Not unlike Pinot Gris, that would fit as a good descriptor color-wise. And the aromatics, you know, it's a unripe Granny Smith apple, petrichor, wet concrete, minerality, dusty granite. But then the fruit, I keep saying unripe, and I'm prone to do that, but like unripe kiwi and unripe apple, and then I'm going to taste it. Oh, dear. Beth asked me on the way out today when I told her what the wine of the week was, would that go good with boiled shrimp? And I said, why, yes. Yes, it would. If we have some left over, we'll take it with us tonight. But it's such a scrumptious, crisp, summery wine, and you would overlook this. You really would, and I don't blame you. You can't pronounce it. It's in the French section, and you rarely even look at that if you're at Jacob Liquor Exchange. I encourage you to change that thought. Get the Whitney, Jamie, some of the other wine folks at Jacob's to talk to you about these wines and give them a shot. This one's, high retail, $14, something like that. And it's so much wine and so different than a Sauvignon Blanc or an Oregon Pinot Gris or certainly anything with oak, okay? I mean, citrus, but not like grapefruit or lemon, more like the aromatic, the smell of citrus flowers. Minerality, mouth-filling, which I'll tell you, for me, some of the others that I've had, Melon de Bourgognon doesn't provide a lot of mouthfeel. Nice acidity and ripe fruits. One of the problems they have in the Loire is getting ripeness because of the temperature and things and the cool climate. But this wine is so good, and it has ripeness. It has good quality and mouthfeel, and it's just so interesting. So it's from Domaine de la Pepiere. It's the 2015 Muscadet Sèvre et Maine Surlis. Surlis, again, aged on the lees, makes mouthfeel, texture, and aromatic quality The leaves are the byproduct of fermentation. It sits on this beautiful white dusty powder that probably gets stirred up into the juice a lot. And it's just a beauty, a great wine. Again, goodlifeguy.com, there's information about the wine. If you go to Jacob Liquor Exchange and they can't remember, have them look at the website and tell them, yeah, from this Saturday, the 3rd. Okay? Mm. I could drink more of that, but I will not. I will not. Now, my next guest, Diana Gordon, is the president and the big cheese at the Orpheum. You know, the Orpheum has evolved to so much different, so much improved in every sense of the word since I first came here in 1990. And it gets better. And then you go, if you go to the Orpheum website and you look at upcoming events, June 7th, June 9th, June 11th, June 12th, Celebrity Cook-Off, June 13th. Johnny Lang on the 23rd, Melissa Etheridge on Sunday, July 23rd. Man, you got to be kidding me. Lyle Lovett and his band on July 26th. The list keeps going. I'm already down into November dates, but there's dang near something every week. If you haven't been to the Orf lately, you got to go. I know one of my favorite things was when I got to see Gordon Lightfoot here a year or two ago. Beautiful stuff. So what are we going to talk to you about today? A cool event. A very cool event. If you haven't been a part of this event yet, you want to make sure you don't miss it. It's a Celebrity and Chef Cook-Off, a benefit for the Orpheum Theater. Diana Gordon, president, joins us now. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Guy. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, what fun. And again, congratulations to you and all the staff who coordinate and put on some of these great shows. And it just keeps getting better as the facility has done over the past 10 years.
Well, thank you. It is our goal to bring a lot of great diverse programming and types of shows that'll appeal to everyone, from families with 4 and 5 year olds to millennials up through retired folks. We're serving everyone in the community with our programming.
That's so cool. Well, let's focus on Celebrity and Chef Cook-Off. I get to judge. Thank you very much. This is my second
thank
year judging.
You. And I'm so thrilled you're doing that for us.
Anytime. This is a big event. This is at the arena. And
right. On the floor at Intrust Bank Arena. It's like a carnival. It's so big and so much going on.
And I can't believe, you know, you and I have been talking about this for a little while, but it's right around the corner, Tuesday, June 13th, 6 p.m.
Yes. Yes. Right. And I really hope all your listeners will just show up at the event and buy a ticket. You can go online at our website, WichitaOrpheum.com, and buy a ticket in advance. Or you can even buy a table of 10 and bring a bunch of friends. And also, if you just decide, you know, hey, I'm just going to show up, tickets are available at the door, and you can also just come and buy your ticket at the door and go in and enjoy amazing food, an open bar, and silent auction items that are terrific, including in our live auction. The only seats left to buy to the Paul McCartney concert at Intrust Bank Arena on July 19th,
There
is a private suite for 16 people that's going to be in our live auction. And these are literally the last seats left that you can buy for the Paul McCartney concert.
Well, and then you're not only buying those seats, you're contributing to a great cause. So, one, whoever donated that package, thank you very much.
Yes, that was Intrust Bank Arena,
nice.
Our wonderful host sponsor. Yes, so you can see Paul McCartney and support your Wichita Orpheum Theater.
Yeah, and you know, it starts at 6 o'clock, and I'm telling you, you gotta be there at 6. There's so much going on, and let's talk about, though, yes, there's food vendors on the outside, and you've got a great list of folks providing some food.
Great restaurants.
A lot of fun things to do, but the crux is the Celebrity and Chef Cook-Off. And you have rounded up a who's who. Tell us about the chefs and their assistants.
Right. So the entertainment, if you will, for the evening is the cooking competition. And you can walk all around it and watch it. And we have Cake TV is our media sponsor this year. So Allison Acklin and Lily Wu from Cake will be emceeing. So we have 6 teams. Each team is a high-level Wichita chef paired with a business person or someone in the community who's not a chef as their assistant. So from our chefs this year, we have Representative Josh Rathman from Siena Tuscan Grill. We have Paul Guerrero, last year's winner, mm-hmm. and he's with Reflection Ridge Country Club. Also Jeremiah Harvey from the Candle Club. Stephanie Hand will be the new chef for Reverie Coffee Roasters when they open their cafe. Jen Reischneider from the Woodfire Grill at the Kansas Star Casino.
Okay. She's so
good. Now, she's very good. And we also give out an award. Well, the chefs compete for first, second, and third place that you and Beth and Denise Neal will choose. But there's also a Best Tasting Table Award. And last year, Jen's cooking for the tasting table, Kansas Star Woodfire Grill, won the Best Tasting Table Award.
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was, Guy?
No, because I'm old, Diana.
It was a wonderful gazpacho. And you guys just thought the world
oh, yeah.
it
oh,
was
God,
hot
yeah.
night.
Yeah.
And it was just perfect.
Well,
so then we're thrilled to have the celebrities from Walzer Automotive and Wichita Porsche, Melody Matulowicz, Vice Mayor Janet Miller, Shane Gross, restaurateur and anchor. The other celebrities' names are going out of my head. Melody and Shane. Of course, from Wichita State Shocker Basketball, assistant coach Devon Smith, and a former Shocker basketball player who's now a financial advisor in Wichita, Evan Westphal.
Yeah. Bill so Roy, Janet Miller.
And oh, right. And Bill, that was the sixth one. Bill Roy from the Wichita Business yeah. Journal. Right.
Well,
none of these people can cook.
Yeah, Melody can cook. I know that.
I bet she can. And Shane used to cook, but she says, of course, she's so busy doing the business side, she hasn't cooked in years. So.
Well, and that's the fun part, watching them work with the chefs, watching the ingredients they choose and how they put them together.
Right.
It's just a hoot. And there's so much going on. And folks, you can get tickets. It's simply easy. WichitaOrpheum.com. Go to the events page down and click on tickets, buy them up, or show up at the door. I'm going to be there and Diana will be there and we can't wait to see you.
We hope to see you all there.
Diana, thanks for being part of the program, man. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Tuesday the 13th.
All right.
Judge.
Take care.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick break. We come back. We'll only have a few seconds, but that's okay. I can feel that in a heartbeat. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.